And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've just got Kath McCarthy from RAC. Are you from RAC?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Refugees Action Collective, because there's quite a few people that are involved in art meets activism, art auction fundraisers, supporting refugees. Do you want to quickly tell our listeners about what's going on today?
Yeah, thank you. So the Refugee Action Collective have organised an art auction fundraiser where we've got around 30 artists who have donated their works. These are mostly prominent artists who have donated works for auction to support Refugee Action Collective, and we're going to split the money with the Brigidine Asylum Seeker Project. The Brigidine Asylum Seeker Project do the really, you know, the frontline work of finding housing and clothing and feeding and helping refugees who have been released from detention to find their way into the community, looking for jobs, etc. They've been doing that for probably as long as RAC's been going, which is about 20 years. And Refugee Action Collective, we're focused on, we're an activist organisation who for the last 20-odd years have been campaigning for a better deal for refugees in Australia, whether it's the people in offshore detention or the people who are locked up in Melbourne and around Australia, or the people who are languishing in the community after 10 years, still with no certainty about their future, living with minimal rights, you know, kids that have been born here who aren't allowed to go to university because they're not citizens, and just general disadvantage that's been imposed on people who came here seeking safety. That was what they did, and that's how we've treated them. So this art auction is going to be at the meat market stables today in North Melbourne. And we're opening the doors at 12 for viewing the artworks, and the auction will begin at 2. And we already have 14 pieces that are online silent auction, so that's already live and that's going off, which is amazing. We're very excited that people are supporting the cause. So, you know, we want as many people as possible to rock up today or go online. The website is www.artmeetsactivism.com. So we're bringing art and activism together. And we also have three artists who have lived experience of Australian detention system. They're refugees, one still in detention, two are Medibac refugees who were released. They are all artists, and they have provided a piece each, but when we auction their pieces, we're giving them 100% of what we raise for their pieces to support them to live here in Australia, and the one in detention, it will support him to continue doing his art until he's released, and the fight goes on to have him released.
That's a great initiative that you're involved in. You've done this before, haven't you?
No, not really. I haven't done an art auction before.
Oh, it's very exciting then. Well, you've done a great idea. I mean, it's a fantastic all-round thing. You know, the Zoom bidding and the location's great because North Melbourne there, Meat Market Stables, 2 Rickham Street, North Melbourne, it's a great location.
It is a great location. It's quite central. I'm a little bit worried about parking. That can be tight in the area.
Oh, but they should be riding their bikes.
Exactly, and coming on public transport. Yeah. Yes. So there'll be free drinks, and there'll be some free food as well, and we've got an art room set up and an activism room set up. So there will be like projections. There will be a stall with our T-shirts and pamphlets and petitions. We've got lots of RAC banners and posters decorating the space, so people get a real sense of what RAC does. And you know, why we're still doing what we do.
Yeah, yeah. So it all kicks off at 12, and the auction, the live auction, is at 2.
Yes, and if anyone can't come, you can bid via Zoom. So you just need to go on the website and register to bid via Zoom, and or you can go on the silent auction, which is an online thing. You don't have to be there, but you can be. So if you want to see what you're bidding for, if you're doing the silent auction, you can also come.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Kath, and good luck.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks so much.